$100 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
And on our Newsmaker segment today, we are very happy to be joined by director of the Street Cats Club, the one and only Victoria Partridge. Victoria, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, the one and only. You're so funny.
Well, you are a one of a kind, man.
Aw, thank you.
Well, we brought Victoria in because we're talking about not only the Street Cats Club in general, but specifically the Paint and Pour event, which is coming up on Friday. Victoria, do tell. Yeah. What's coming up?
Okay, so we have done this event in the past, and it is something that people really, really like. We were getting some questions from the community. They wanted us to bring it back, so we said, sure, why not? So what this Paint and Pour event is that it is a holiday-themed event. We are going to be bringing people into the Lyon County History Center, and anybody who attends, they're going to have the opportunity to make a custom set of three ornaments that are all cat-themed, and they're going to paint them. And that will be led by the local artist, the Art Hippie on Facebook. And the pour part of it is that you bring your booze. So it's $30 a ticket, and it's really fun.
Well, Victoria, you mentioned a lot of different people involved with this. You mentioned, of course, the Lyon County History Center. You know, Street Cats Club is still a relatively young organization here in Emporia. I believe you're in your third year, if my memory serves me correct?
Yes.
How does it feel to know that you have the support of these other agencies that really want to help kind of elevate your events and really help get your name out there?
Oh, it's amazing. It is amazing. Whenever we write grants or whenever we are talking to people, it just really kind of blows my mind how many partnerships we've been able to form. And in fact, we just posted at the beginning of the month, we always post our numbers and big events from the past month. And I posted that we had recently partnered with the cat cafe in Olathe called the Second Cup Cat Cafe. And then also with Church and Dwight out of Harrisonville, Missouri, which is the Arm & Hammer litter factory. So those were two new partnerships we made just in the month of November.
Speaking of that here, Victoria, for folks that don't know and really have not been paying much attention to social media, let's talk mm-hmm. about really the work that you do and really how busy you've been here the last 11 months.
Sure. So, yeah, the 2022 has been really amazing. So what the Street Cats Club does, for anybody who's maybe just hearing about us for the first time, is that we are a group that is focused on improving the lives of stray cats. We do that by trapping them, spaying or neutering them, and returning them back to where they are so that we are helping to reduce the growth of the population. And then we also foster sick, injured, and orphaned stray cats that we find. The third part of our program is that we do community outreach. So we provide support for community cat colony caregivers, and we do that by providing food and winter shelters. The past 11 months have been a lot. We formed partnership with the K-State Veterinary Mobile Unit, and that has really allowed us to increase the work that we do with the TNR side. And so this year alone, we have been able to spay or neuter hundreds of community cats, which is just really amazing. That's what we were hoping to do.
Well, go ahead, Chuck.
Oh, I was just going to ask, you know, with that number of you know, help that you've been able to provide to the cats here in the community, how much more need is there?
You stole my question.
Yeah, so we have a list. So people, they submit their request for spay and neuter for the stray cats that they have on their properties or that they are caring for themselves. And, I mean, that list is still pretty substantial. We're hoping that if we keep at this rate that we're doing, that within the next couple of years, we'll start to see a decrease in the requests that we're seeing because that population will have stabilized and will then, you know, stop increasing.
Victoria Partridge again joining us in part to talk about the Street Cats Club, but also talking about the big paint and pour activities taking place at the Lyon County History Center on Friday evening. Victoria, how much space is there available for folks to be part of the paint and pour, and how do folks get their registrations taken care of here the next few days?
Sure. So we have enough space for about 30 participants. And to sign up for it, because like Chuck said, it is Friday evening. It's from 7:30 to 9. It's $30 a ticket. If you go to our Facebook page, which you just search for Street Cats Club, you will see the event, and you can sign up online. You can just pay online, or if you need to contact us directly, go to our website. You can find all the contact information, and we will work with you on if you prefer to pay with cash or check.
Good deal. What's ahead for you guys next year? I got to ask. What isn't ahead, right?
I mean, we have some really big plans for next year. We're still trying to finalize what is feasible for us to do because we are a really motivated group. But I will say one of the things that is definitely going to happen is that we're going to get a vehicle. And I'm so excited for that because whenever we trap cats, we usually trap about 20 to 30 cats at a time, and transporting them from where they are held to where they go when they have their surgeries done at one time usually takes multiple personal vehicles. And so being able to get a Street Cats Club van is so exciting. I am really, really thrilled. So hopefully, eventually, in the next couple of months, people in Emporia will see a Street Cats Club van driving around the streets and helping just make the lives for stray cats better.
Fantastic. Well, with that van, first Emporia, then Kansas, then the world, right?
Exactly. That's the stretch goal.
Hey, got to have them, right?
There you go. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, Victoria, thanks so much for joining us here today. Hope you have a great turnout, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That is Victoria Partridge joining us here on our primetime newsmaker this Tuesday morning, the Street Cats Club. Boy, oh boy, in just 3 years, a lot of momentum they've built up, Chuck.
Yeah, very true, very true. Want to let you know that if you want to be part of the newsmaker slots, we do have Fridays open here this week. Basically, every day next week is wide open for holiday.